The Children's Commissioner, Kula Yusumo. Good morning to you, Kula.
Good morning, Stephen.
Well, we're trying to give young people a voice, but my goodness, there's a young person saying out loud to all of the country, I just wish I would be treated as a human being in my school.
Stephen, and I wish you hadn't ended at that piece, because it's just so devastating to hear Alex say that, because I have met them two or three times and spent quite a lot of time with them. And, you know, not a stronger, more articulate, out there person would you ever hope to meet. Yet that's what happens, because they portray such a confident personality, confidence to the extent that they apply to go on your program and sit opposite people who had very different views from them. And but what that interview reminded us, that they are a human being, and that those name calling and being treated so horribly differently every week in their life hurts, and it hurts a lot. And it's a reminder that sometimes when what some people think is banter, some children and young people think is banter, cuts deep. And that interview, if ever I heard a reminder of that, it was that. And that's broken my heart, because I would know them. And like I said, a stronger, more out there, more articulate person you could ever hope to meet. Yet they get hurt in the same way other people do. And it's a reminder that we have to have proper relationship and sexuality education in our schools, one that's all inclusive, one that recognises that young people and their parents have different identities to others, and what that's like, to celebrate everyone in our schools, and how we have to be able to set aside our beliefs and our opinions, which we are absolutely entitled to, and not have behaviours that discriminate and make people feel that they're not a human being. How outrageous is that in 2017 that a 17-year-old says that about their lives, their everyday life?
I don't know what to say. Like, I really don't. I'm trying to find...
There are none.
I'm just trying to find the right words, that when someone that young says, I just wish I don't want to go to school anymore, is what they said.
But let me say, I mean, and you know what I think about your Top Table program. I think it's fantastic that young people are being given a voice. But the fact that Alex and the other three young people last night were on, and all those other young people in the audience were on the television, on BBC One, they weren't stuck away on some other channel, they're on BBC One last night, that will have given so much confidence to any young person who identifies with any of the four, but particularly with Alex, you know, an LGBT, trans, non-binary, intersex young person who identifies with somebody like Alex, you know, with that wonderful red lipstick, with saying, this is who I am, deal with it. That will have given those young people some confidence. And whilst...
And yet, Kula, I can tell you now, there are people ringing this programme saying, well, if that person wants to wear lipstick and go into school, what do they expect?
No, well, and that's what we have to address. That's what we have to address. You know, what does that mean? It's like saying we have moved past. It's like, you know, 20, 30 years ago, we used to talk about women wearing short dresses and then we're asking to be raped. That's outrageous statement and unacceptable today, as it shouldn't be. Why are we saying that a young person expressing their identity as they have a right to do is inviting abuse and assault? No, they're not. They're absolutely not. That we should be celebrating. We live in a diverse and wonderful society, and we should celebrate difference, not demand that we're all the same, because that would make for a very boring world, and a world without Alex would be incredibly boring.
Kula, thank you very much indeed.
Thanks.
Good morning to you. Thank you.